Saint Andrew, the Apostle, November 30th. The first reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 to 18. Brothers and sisters, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same law is law for all, and reaching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. But not everyone had heeded the good news. For Isaiah said, Lord, who had believed what was heard from us? Does faith come from what it heard, and what it heard come to the word of Christ? But I ask, did they not hear? Certainly they did, for their voice had gone forth to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. The Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news. Saint Andrew the Apostle was Jonah or John's son. See Matthew chapter 16 verse 17. And John chapter 1 verse 42, were born at Bethsaida in Galilee region, John chapter 1 verse 44. He was Saint Peter's older brother. See Matthew chapter 10 verse 2 and John chapter 1 verse 40. Both of them were fishermen. When they were called by Christ, they were living together in a house at Capernaum. See Mark chapter 1, verse 21 and 29. The four Gospels let us know Andrew was at first John Baptist's disciple, and after his master witnessed, Andrew followed Jesus. See John chapter 1. Verses 35 to 40. After Andrew recognized Jesus was the Messiah, he quickly introduced Jesus to Peter, his younger brother. See John chapter 1, verse 41. and both of them became Jesus' disciples. They gave up everything to follow him. Matthew chapter 4, verses 19 and 20, Mark chapter 1, verses 17 and 18, Luke chapter 5, verse 11. Their names were listed on the 12 apostles in Synoptic Gospel and the Acts. Andrew was always mentioned as one of the first four disciples. In Synoptic Gospel, Andrew was mentioned only once together with Peter. James and John, when they asked Jesus about the day that the temple will be destroyed. In the four Gospels, Andrew was mentioned in the feeding of the 5,000 miracle. See John chapter 6, verses 8 and 9. And when some of the rest came to Philip to request to see Jesus, Philip sent their words to Andrew. See John chapter 12, verses 20 to 22. When all the apostles received Jesus' command and spread out to proclaim the good news, Saint Jerome let us know that Andrew at first went to preach at Cappadocia, Galatia, Bithynia, and the Scythian desert. After that, he went to Byzantium, Macedonia, Thessaly, and Achaia. The tradition believed he was crucified under Aesiod, Roman chief officer, at Patrae in Achaia. His martyrdom happened under Nero, Roman emperor, on November 30, the year of 60 AD. His body at first was kept at Constantinople. When this city was conquered by Francis at the beginning of 13th century, Cardinal Peter of Capua brought his body to Italy and put it in the church of Amalfi. Saint Andrew was regarded as the patron saint of the Soviet Union and the Scotland. Second analysis, a first reading. Their voice had gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. The third point. The words of Scripture help people to recognize the truth and to believe in God. Today, passage continued what St. Paul discussed on the previous chapters about the theme, people were made righteous by their faith in Christ, not by doing the works of the law. Right on the first sentence, St. Paul showed how people can believe in God. But what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. See Rome chapter 10, verse 8. St. Paul would like to emphasize two things in this sentence. First, God is the first cause. He put the word inside people. Second, Paul is only the cooperator with God by preaching to a round faith in audience. Paul cited the Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14 of the Masoretic text. There is a difference between the Septuagint and the Masoretic text. The Septuagint added, and write on your hand. The author of the Septuagint might want to emphasize the relationship between faith and action to express one faith. According to Paul, one must believe in Christ in his heart and confess him with his lips that Jesus is Lord in order to inherit salvation. Second point. God had compassion on all who trust in him. God's salvation is opened up to all who believe and call upon his name, not only limited in the Jewish circle, as someone have taught. St. Paul cited Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16, in verse 11, and Joel chapter 2, verse 32, in verse 13, to drop this truth. This is logical, and so God's love for all people. And Paul concluded, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same law is law of all, and bestow his riches upon all who call upon him. Second, the gospel. Follow me, I will make you fishers of men. The third point. Jesus called the first four disciples to follow him. Jesus invited them to pay attention to a higher mission, which is to bring God's truth and salvation to all humankind. When we at first listen to Matthew's report, we wonder how the four disciples who respond to Jesus' invitation quickly and at once. The four men certainly had opportunities to hear Jesus preach in Capernaum synagogue and surrounding region of Galilee, to witness miracles Jesus performed, to listen to what people talked about him, etc. Or they make the four men to ponder many nights, so that when Jesus officially called them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men, they immediately gave up everything to follow him. Second point. The disciple must respond at once. However, their responses still tattle us. Their careers are not easy to give up because they are related to earn money for a living. They probably ask themselves, if we give up our careers, what will we do for a living? Moreover, to leave their father with torn nets on the boat is even more difficult. Now was the time for them to support their old father. How could the true young and strong son leave him alone to follow Christ? Lastly, they might also look deeply into themselves and ask the question, how can fishermen bring God's truth and salvation to people? They themselves were needing them. They had courage to follow Jesus' invitation because they were guided to recognize what were the most important tasks in their life. They followed Jesus because they recognized there are many things in life which are more important than career and helping their parents physically or materially. Jesus must help what could fill up deep desires in their heart. They had seen people eagerly flocking to Jesus to be taught and healed. They must be proud to become Jesus' disciples, and their participation in God's plan of salvation must be the most deserved desire. Application in life. In our life, there is something more important than our career. we should imitate St. Andrew to look for the truth. And after we have found the truth, we should announce the truth to all people. Like St. Andrew, when he discovered Jesus as the Messiah, he led Peter, his brother, to Jesus. We should also help people to Jesus so they can believe in him. In the progress of bringing people to God, we are only God's instruments. In order for people to repent and to believe in God, they need God's grace at work, both inside and outside them. Amen.